Scientists studying an ice shelf in far northern Canada were surprised to discover that it has split in half. The Ward Hunt ice shelf has been in decline for more than a century, and it could soon be gone altogether. NPR's Richard Harris reports that already the crack has destroyed an unusual ecosystem.
20 years ago, Martin Jeffries became fascinated with an unusual chunk of ice on the north coast of Ellesmere Island. Unlike most ice in the Arctic, this one clung to a barren chunk of land across the mouth of a fjord.
It quite literally was acting as a dam.
That floating dam of ice held back a lake of fresh water runoff from the island. But this freshwater lake didn't rest on the land, it rested on a denser layer of salt water in the fjord. So it was like a parfait, freshwater on top, saltwater down below. Jeffries found this arrangement so interesting, he actually wrote his PhD thesis on the ice sheet. He went on to study other topics, but 3 years ago he got a call from biologists who decided to traipse back up to Ellesmere Island to study the unusual creatures that live in this odd lake.
It immediately became apparent to them that there was something very unusual about the ice shelf. That is, they could see fractures, features in the ice shelf that simply had not been there before, never been reported before.
Jeffries, who's now at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, ordered up some satellite photos. He discovered that at least one of those cracks went straight through the ice dam. That was bad news for the lake of fresh water that had been there for at least 3,000 years.
Basically, it's pretty much gone. The freshwater layer drained out, and there is now very little fresh water left in Disraeli Fjord. It's now full of seawater.
Jeffrey says the cracks could also be the beginning of the end for the entire ice sheet.
Under the right circumstances, it could simply fall apart and float away as a small armada of ice islands or icebergs.
The question is, what's going on? When Admiral Perry visited the area a century ago, he noticed much more ice on the north coast of Ellesmere Island. Much of that was gone by the middle of the last century, so there's a long-term trend at play here. But Mark Serez at the University of Colorado's National Snow and Ice Data Center says there have also been rapid changes in the Arctic over the past few decades. He's been studying the area covered by sea ice in the Arctic.
We saw a new record low develop in the summer of 2002. It appears, interestingly, that the sea ice extent for this year, for September of 2003, if it doesn't set a new record itself, it's going to be very close to last year. So we're really seeing some very rapid changes in the ice cover. And what we're seeing on the Ward Hunt ice shelf fits right into this overall picture.
20 years ago, when Jeffries was studying the Ward Hunt ice shelf for his thesis, he says it never occurred to him that an ice shelf the size of Denver could disappear in his lifetime.
It's quite humbling, really. It just shows how quickly things can change. And this is a feature of what we're learning about the climate and its effects on the environment, that changes can occur very rapidly.
Jeffries and the Canadian biologists have documented this latest change in the upcoming issue of Geophysical Research Letters. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.